Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to talk about connecting the dots. Now, how many of you do you remember coloring in those coloring books that had the numbers on them? Or alphabet, depending on what they were trying to teach you. But normally it was numbers. And you started with your pencil or your crayon or whatever it was, and you went from number 1 to number 2 to number 3 to number 4 to number 5, and you connected those dots in order. And as you did that, your picture was revealed, whether it was a horse, a house, a person, some other kind, a tree, something else. Your picture was revealed. And once you had it outlined, you could color it in. Well, connecting the dots was fun as a kid in the coloring books. But in real life and politics and liberty, the picture revealed once we connect the dots of facts and statistics and things that are going on, it's not so pretty. But it is necessary. To know what we're up against, we must know what is going on. We must be able to connect the dots. Regardless of the industry you're in, check out those who claim to be having your back. Those who claim to be fighting for your industry. And may I ask you to do one thing? And this is very simple. It really doesn't take much. You investigate those particular organizations, foundations, associations, whatever they are. Look at those. If they're non-for-profit, they have to show you their the way they spend their money. They have to show you what's going on with that. So check out and see what the salaries are, how much money is spent on salaries, how much money is spent on promotional purposes, on fundraising, and how much money is actually spent fighting for you, having your back. The Liberty Summit is coming up this weekend. There are going to be a lot of people there, the speakers, that have an expertise in their field. They are good at connecting the dots. And each speaker is going to be given at least an hour to speak and a question and answer time as well. And we're going to talk about that today. I have Mindy Patterson on with me, and we're going to talk about what's coming up this Saturday. Oh, it's not Saturday. I keep saying Saturday. It is Saturday, but it's Friday and Saturday. And the speakers that are going to be there, what we hope to accomplish. Now, this is the first summit or conference of this kind that Mindy with the Cavalry Group has hosted, and it's work, and I know she's been working very hard. And I told her this morning when we were talking on the phone, I've never seen anyone as good at connecting the dots as she is at connecting the dots. Now, as I bring her on, because I know you're familiar with her, I want to share one thing with you and with her. Now, this is a quote from Theodore Roosevelt, and it says, "Every man owes a part of his time and his money to the business and industry in which he is engaged. No man has the moral right to withhold his support from an organization that is striving to improve conditions within his sphere." Now, I'm not saying that so I can say you need to throw money to us, to Mindy and Beth. I'm saying you need to check out these industries that are so-called having your back, that are so-called fighting for you. And if they truly are fighting for you, then yes, you need to be supporting them. Mindy, welcome to CSE Talk Radio this morning.
Good morning. Great to always, as always, to be with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Like I said, and I bragged on her this morning, and she kind of got embarrassed. I could see her turning pink on the phone. But she is one of the best ones at connecting the dots. And she goes around, and she is fighting and fighting and fighting for, particularly in the agriculture industry. But we look at liberty from all different angles. We have to, in order to connect those dots, don't we, said Mindy?
Oh, absolutely. Well, and you're so kind, and thank you so much for the compliment. But, you know, much like you, we are in the trenches. And when you're in the trenches, you are seeing things that people who are going about their everyday lives don't see. And the one thing that I can tell you for certain is that Americans across the nation who are working as farmers, ranchers, in the pet industry, just to be diligent about their career, making a living, doing what they love, tending to business, they all know something's wrong. They all know that something's off. Some people have figured out what it is. Some people really haven't. Too many haven't. And the common denominator there is that everyone knows that things are not the way they should be. And we have a tendency, as people in the animal industries, animal enterprise, agriculture, farming, ranching, what have you, to allow for the craziness to force us to get into the weeds, you know, about the details of this regulation and that regulation and the wording and the language and all these things that are chipping away incrementally at our constitutional rights. And the Liberty Summit is about rising above all the minutia, and it's easy to fall into that trap. And as we connect the dots, it has forced us to rise above it because we see that the common denominator that is being attacked is liberty. It is about private property. You know, whether you're in the horse industry, whether you breed dogs, whether you own land, doesn't matter. It's all getting chipped away by this onslaught of regulatory reform. And it's just, whether it's at the local, state, or federal level, it is forcing people to no longer use their land as they see fit. And it's scary.
It is very scary. Now, I was going to add something to that you said. They know what's going. They know something's wrong. And I think they know what's wrong. They just don't understand why it is happening. And that's one reason, after you and I talked this morning, that's one reason I decided in my monologue that I was going to suggest that people start doing some investigating. You cannot rely on everyone else to do it for you. We're going to do as much as we can here. And I say we, I'm one person at CSC Talk Radio. And Mindy's pretty much the same way. She does have some backup, but she's pretty much the one in the trenches doing most of the fighting and connecting the dots and bringing her group together to fight for you and to be there to defend your property rights. It's something that I think that people know something's wrong, but they don't understand why. We know that we're losing our liberties. We know that we're losing our rights. We know that they keep chipping away at this one or that one. And of course, I cover so many of them here. But I believe it all comes down. I believe it all comes down, Mindy, to property rights, which is our liberty. What really identifies America, or what used to really identify America, and it's that property rights, where you can own property. And now your property doesn't seem to be yours anymore. Whether it's your land, whether it's your house, whether it's your industry, you raise animals for a living, whether it's livestock for food and hitting the markets or other things for entertainment, for, you know, pets. And, you know, the industries, none of them are safe anymore from government bureaucracy.
Americans are going to wake up one day to the fact that government has walked off with our right to private property. Private property is the very cornerstone of our Constitution and our Republic.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, we're going into a break, but I wanted to mention, did you realize that last week they labeled us? We are right-wing radicals, and we're as dangerous or more dangerous than the Islamic terrorists. I'm kind of proud of that, really. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know, I'm a little bitty guy, and I think the only thing that scares a liberal more than a conservative with a gun is a conservative female with a microphone. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got it. We'll be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. This is getting down to the final hour. I'm certain you're getting a little nervous about everything coming together, and you know it will. It's like a wedding. It'll all come together. No matter what, it'll all come together. Everything will be cool and be great, and I'm going to be there for you, Mindy. I know I've told you this, that I don't know how good a gopher I can be, but I'll do whatever you need to be done in the last second hour, whatever, even if it just happens at that moment, whatever you need to be done, if I can do it, I will be there for you.
Thank you, Beth Ann. You've been so generous.
I want the listeners to know that it's not too late. It's this Friday and Saturday, and it's not too late. So you can still register, and we want to talk about that a little bit today. I want to give some people some incentives. I've come up with a couple of things, Mindy, that, and I know Mindy has something to help a little bit, to kind of inspire you. We know today's the first day of summer, you know. So this could be your first kickoff. Go to the Liberty Summit. Bring your family. Let's get this done. Let's stand together for liberty. Now, you have mentioned having a code that they could put in to register. Let's talk about that just a little bit.
Sure. Well, if someone can register by today, we are offering a $30 discount on admission. All they need to do is input the code AGRICULTURE, the word AGRICULTURE, as a promo code, and it automatically deducts $30 off your ticket.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. Well, let me offer something. I don't know if this will entice anybody or not, but Mindy and I were talking about how it seems to be so few people are fighting today. And we know that people understand there's something wrong. And particularly, sometimes it's, we're just so busy. I don't know how else to put it. The farmers and ranchers are busy. They're busy taking care of the livestock. They're busy putting in crops, keeping the crops cultivated. Whatever you have to do, they're just busy trying to make ends meet. Take time out. When our founding fathers decided to fight for liberty, it was only 3%. Only 3% of the American people. Do we have that 3% today that can show up to the Liberty Summit this Friday and Saturday? Now, I found this after we talked. I have Paul Revere's Ride by David Hackett Fisher. This book sells for $21.95, and I think I've had it on my shelf for I don't know how long. I've got two of them left. They're brand new books, and I think I had $25 on them. If you will sign up today and register, and you call me, we will put your name on here. I will take it. You have to show up to receive it. You can't
just. Wow, that's awesome.
You have to show up to receive it. So I have two of them, and they're a $25 item. So with the shipping and handling, that they're $25 in my bookstore. They were. So I have two of them. This is Paul Revere's Ride, and I'll tell you what. This is the book that the group, the Appleseed people, use when they memorized the stories of history. Paul Revere was nothing more than a man who wanted liberty. He wanted independence. But he was just like you and me. He wasn't anything special, out of the ordinary, but he was going to do whatever it took. And he wasn't alone. But this is a great book, and this is what they use, and I have two of them left. The Paul Revere's Ride by David Hackett Fisher. And if you sign up today, you give me a call, I'm going to put your name on this book, and you can have it. I'll bring it with me, and you can have it when you show up, but you have to show up.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, and people can sign up at libertysummit2016.com is the website.
Now, for those of my listeners that don't have the computers, can they just call you?
Absolutely, yes. The best number to call is our toll-free number, which is 855-748-4210.
Let's repeat that.
855-748-4210.
Good, mm-hmm. Good. So today, if you call her and you sign up, she's going to let you, you'll still let them have that 30% off, aren't you?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
$30 off the admission.
Oh, it's $30, mm-hmm. Not 30%. It's $30. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was giving it away,
okay.
Wasn't I? $30 off. And then I'm going to give you, the first two to do this. Now, you've got to call my office as well to let me know that you've talked to Mindy or to let me know that you registered, and I'm going to put your name on one of these books. And I will bring them with me, and you can have them, but you have to show up. And I have something else I'm going to announce later that I'm going to give away too. But you have to show up to get it. You have to show up. How's that for adding on a little bit there?
That is awesome. Well, one of the things that I want your listeners to know too, because I don't want to always sound like Debbie Downer, but while the attacks on our American Republic is very serious and dire, and it's hard not to always sound like a doomsdayer.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the reason we're putting the summit on is to talk about solutions and strategies. And all of the speakers, including yourself, Beth Ann, have been in the trenches for years, working to ensure that our liberty and right to private property are being protected. And so we want to give all of our attendees tools to take home so that they can fight back at the local level. I think a reason a lot of people they know something's up, they know something's wrong, is because, if they're a farmer, rancher, independent producer of some kind, and whether you're in an animal enterprise or not, every American citizen is being affected by this egregious regulatory reform that is sweeping across our country. And it's the demise of our representative government. I mean, the problem is that unelected bureaucrats who do not answer to the people are pushing and implementing these policies. So we're all affected by this, whether you're a farmer or rancher or not. You know, what USDA and EPA and the DNR and the NSA and the TSA and HUD
BLM
and all these government bureaucracies are doing is not freedom.
I call them the alphabet bureaucracy. It's not freedom. In fact, it's slavery. That's exactly what it is. And it is stealing. It is robbing the American people of property.
It's the opposite view on which America was founded. And I think the problem is the reason why so many people are befuddled and feeling confused. Too many people don't understand or don't know our founding principles. They don't know that our founding principles are what is under attack. All of these things, let's just call it for what it is. It's communism. They're trying to turn us into the collective. And this is, you know, again, here I go sounding like a doomsdayer. But we can't fight back unless people understand who we are and understand history. So who are we? You talked about identity. We need to know who we are so that we can go forward and push back against this enemy that wants to take over our beloved country.
I'm gonna add here too. I'm gonna mention this once again to my listeners. I think I might have the last time you were on, but I'm not positive. But this is Sal Alinsky. Sal Alinsky's points on how to have a complete socialistic state. And number six in these, this is 8 points. Number six is education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. And I know that it also has in here to remove the history. If we forget where we came from and how we got here, we don't know who we are. And we are lost. We're in a chaos. And I think I can see that, and I know that you do too. You can feel that and see that. And look what the young people are doing, following Bernie Sanders. Why are they following Bernie Sanders? Don't you find that interesting? That anybody would follow Hillary Clinton is just amazing to me. But following Bernie Sanders, who openly says he's a socialist, why would they do that? Because they don't know history. They don't understand what that's going to do to their future. That's what I think.
I agree. Well, there's also, you know, I believe that, and you and I have talked about this, education is ground zero. Our children are being brainwashed in our schools, and this is why Common Core is so dangerous, because it not only strips parents responsibility from having any say whatsoever in their children's education, but it has the ideology of wanting to turn all children into global citizens. And that's something that both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton believe in, which basically destroys American sovereignty. It just wipes it out. And so America is no longer America. It just takes away our identity.
And, you know, that,
and everything that we're about, our founding.
That is one thing that is so dangerous, and what I see going on with this election and the last many, many elections. Because you don't hear the politicians talking too much about liberty. There's a few that will mention those words. But you don't hear them talking about the liberty and sovereignty seems to be a dirty word. And what it is a complete changing of how we've been governed and how we were founded on. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights. All packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With 2 or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson. We're talking about the Liberty Summit that's coming up this Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be the very first speaker on the docket, and I'm pretty proud of that. I'm going to get us started off. Hopefully, I can give everybody a good cheerleading. You know, I used to be a cheerleader in high school, so maybe I can get everybody pumped up and going. I won't do any jumps. Okay, no jumping. I won't do any jumps. No cartwheels, no flips, nothing like that. I was much younger back then, so we're not going to do any of those. But I also want to tell everyone, it's not too late to sign up. I know we're in the last week here, and we're doing everything we can. We're just so close to a certain number. We want to tip the scale. So we're just so close to a certain number. So we're going to entice you. If you go to the LibertySummit2016.com, you can register there, and if you use the promo code agriculture, you'll get $30 off. Just the promo code agriculture. And I'm kicking in a couple of things. I have two books that are Paul Revere's Ride, and they're both the same, by David Hackett Fisher. And this is the book that the folks who teach rifle shooting, called the Appleseed Organization, Appleseed Group, I think they call them, yeah, anyway, it's appleseed. This is what they use, and that's why I stocked them in here. So if you sign up, you got to call me in the office and let me know, or let Mindy know, and then I have to have your name, and I will put your name on here. You got to show up. I've got two of them. Now, we've got a call holding, and I'm going to go to him, and then I'm going to give my other incentive that I have. We have Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. Your subject is my subject. Ever since I was in NAM, two tours, I've been tracking the communist activity. When I first came back to the United States, I was shocked at how much communism had been put on the television being gone away a couple of years.
Mike, I need to interrupt you just a moment. You're echoing, and it's hard to hear you. Could you turn the radio down in the background, please?
I don't have the radio on.
Okay, it's echoing. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I have no control over that. I'm using a good phone. And
that's all right. That's okay. Just
a microphone at my lip. The communists have in their doctrines gradualism, which was started at a communist Comintern in the 30s, which is this creeping very small step at a time, or as Stalin would say and did say, one step forward and two steps back. My watching this for 50 years or 40 years has been this gradualism model creeping in and taking everything over. I believe both political parties have been totally infiltrated. Every candidate we get by those two parties is one of them and not one of us.
I agree.
And their primary goal is just what it says in their manifesto, the destruction of private property rights, as your guest just...
Well, that's number one on the list, isn't it?
Yes, and I've come up with a little parable or maxim for what I'm saying, which is the parties in Washington are two halves of the same Communist Party. Because all this can be traced back to the Congress, all of it. I believe when they set up that committee of 12 from both houses 3 years ago, I believe it was, that was the formation of a Communist Central Committee by another name, and there's been no information on that Central Committee. And I agree, I believe that's where they all get together with their leaders and agree on what they're going to vote on, what the legislation will be, and make all their planning. And by the way, I've been banned from two radio stations in Texas by various ways. One was they never would answer my phone again when I bring up communism. The second way was when I brought up a communist infiltration of our central government would lead us eventually to a Vietnam. The next time I called, I was slammed off the air after 10 seconds. The next time I called, I was told I was banned from calling again.
Well, you're not banned here, Mike, but I am going to let you go because what you're talking about we could do a whole show on. But we're trying to get...
They're attacking individual callers like me.
I understand, but I am not. I am not. I do not.
By the way, the last several calls, I was hung up on calling your show.
No, well, not on purpose.
I was put on hold.
Mike, stop. You were not done on purpose. That did not happen on purpose. I can guarantee you that.
Okay.
Because, like, right now, you're echoing really bad, so it's hard for people to understand you. So we've got some kind of a tech issue going on.
Yes,
but I have never hung up on you on purpose, and neither has my producer. That is not
happening.
Well, it's not happening on purpose from my end. I appreciate you your call. Thank you so much. He's right that the communism is infiltrating. That's what I was saying. That's going on. Why aren't we aware, Mindy? Why aren't people realizing when we have all these young people chasing after Bernie Sanders and he's outwardly saying that he's socialist. He's outwardly calling it a Democrat socialist. Well, baloney. And what about Hillary? Everything on the Democrat Party is socialism. Every single thing. And when we look at the Republican Party, Mindy, we see big government. We see more and more government, less and less property rights, less and less liberty for we the people. We the people are supposed to be the government. And I get in trouble by one of my Missouri listeners every now and then for calling it the government because we are the government. So I will call it the government of the incorporated government because they are trying to do everything they can to take what you have. And it starts with property rights. And Mike was right about that. It starts with property rights in the manifesto, in the Communist Manifesto. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're not going to talk about communism. We're going to talk about property rights and how we can fight this. I liked what you said earlier, that it's about solutions and strategies. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to get together and figure out a strategy. I'm going to give
this is how I look at it, too. You know, years ago when I worked in a retail department store, we were being trained on how to identify counterfeit money that would potentially come into our store. And what I found fascinating years ago, I used this analogy, it popped into my head probably 30 years later, that this is what we need to understand in identifying what belongs here in America. When you learn to identify counterfeit, something that is false or fake, you don't try to study all the potential falsities that could come your way. That would be impossible. What you learn is what's true. So we learned how to identify what's real and what's true. And so by understanding what's true about our country, the Constitution, our founding principles, all of these things that have been stripped from our schools, stripped from every aspect of what children are being taught in schools, our founding principles just are non-existent in our everyday life. God has been removed. You know, it's just all being extracted. So how can we blame kids if they are supporting someone like Bernie Sanders? It's been purposely removed from our school systems and from our children's lives, the destruction of the family. It's all connected. All of these things matter. It's who we are as a country that has been taken away. So if there's no foundation and no ability in our younger people to identify who we are as Americans, it's no wonder that they go with the counterfeit, because they don't know that it's false.
That's no, they don't know. I mean, it's all been taken away. And, you know, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, really, but it's another connecting of the dots. I have headlines today, and I think I ended up leaving them in the other room because I knew we weren't going to need them. But they're removing. Now, we already saw that they're removing some things in other federal documents and laws and legislation and such. They're removing certain words, certain nouns or pronouns. And in the Orlando shooting, they're removing all the slurs of Islamic terrorist words. They're removing it all from the transcripts. Now, why would they do that, Mindy? When he was screaming out his allegiance to Allah, why would they remove all of that? He claimed to be what he was, and they're going to remove that and investigate it for something else? That doesn't make any sense, does it? That's a removing
of media.
It's a removing of history, and it's a removing of what's really happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going into a break. I'll let you finish what you said, getting ready to say when we come back. No, that's my fault. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Mindy. We're talking about the Liberty Summit 2015 in St. Charles, Missouri, this weekend, the 24th and the 25th. And Mindy and Beth Ann for Liberty. We'll be right back. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
Give me liberty or give me death. American liberty is under attack. The Cavalry Group presents Liberty Summit 2016, bringing together animal owners, animal enterprise, animal agriculture, and loyal Americans. CSC Talk Radio joins the Cavalry Group for Liberty and to bring America home. June 24th through the 25th at the St. Charles Convention Center in St. Charles, Missouri. Experts in fields of law, politics, science, and industry will be on hand discussing the nature of the threats we face and how best we can fight back. Among the speakers are Sheriff Richard Mack, Jay Kitchener, Congressman Steve King, Beth Ann, and many others. America is under attack. The Cavalry Group is leading the way to defend property and liberty. Register now at LibertySummit2016.com or call 1-855-748-4210. As John Adams stated, property must be secured or liberty cannot exist. Be a part of the Cavalry today.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and visiting today with Mindy Patterson. We are trying to entice you. We're trying to get just over the number. We're just so close to the number that we'd like to have, that we are enticing you today to sign up for Friday and Saturday. And they can do one day or the other, can't they, Mindy? But Friday and Saturday.
Oh, they sure can.
And can register now at LibertySummit2016.com. And use the promo code AGRICULTURE, and you'll get $30 off. Now, I said I have two of the books, the Paul Revere's Ride, to give away. That's about it. With the shipping and handling that I had on it, I think I was selling it for $25. I have two of them left. If you sign up today and you show up on Friday and Saturday, and I will be there both days, I will hand it to you. I'm going to put your name on it. I will hand them to you, but you have to show up. Now, my next thing, if they've already got the Paul Revere's Ride, I'm going to give away two packages, red ribbon packages. You'll get two shirts, two of the armbands, and 10 ribbons so you can give them away for the Red Ribbon Campaign. I told Mindy, I said, the Red Ribbon Campaign is liberty for the unborn. That's what it is. It's not, hasn't got anything maybe to do with property rights and what we're talking about on Friday and Saturday, but it's liberty for the unborn. And we need to be taking up the cause for that. So, now that is probably about $45 value, $50 with the shipping and handling on that. So, I will give away two of those, but two packages. Now, it's got two shirts, two of the armbands, and 10 of the little ribbons that you just put on your lapel. So that's what I'm giving away to help bring people in, and we'll see what we can do. But you have to be there, and I will personally hand them to you. I will personally hand them to you. Mindy, we have a caller, I think, but I'm going to wait. Oh, he's going to call back tomorrow. We're going to go ahead with you. I want you to talk a little bit more about the Liberty Summit and what's coming up. I'm very excited. Let's tell them we're going to have a barbecue. Let's tell them we're going to have carriage rides. But we're going to get together, and we're going to talk about solutions and strategies.
Well, like I said, the main reason we're having this summit is to show people that there's a much bigger attack on private property, which will ultimately affect our domestic food supply and even owning a pet, the full spectrum. And so it's an opportunity to learn from those on the front lines how to go on offense to protect and preserve private property. But one of the special gems of the event, I think, is when you sign up for Friday and Saturday, or even just Friday. Friday evening, we're having a barbecue at Frontier Park in St. Charles that is being fully catered, and it's going to be a great opportunity for fellowship among our attendees. But the real fun part of the evening will be carriage rides. Brookdale Farms has donated carriage rides for all of our guests through historic St. Charles that evening. So following the barbecue, and we will have some additional speakers, which include Missouri gubernatorial candidates, Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder and John Bruner, and Lieutenant Governor candidate Bev Randles, and also Missouri Attorney General candidate Josh Hawley. They will be speaking during the dinner very briefly about their running for office in Missouri, and then followed by these carriage rides throughout the evening. So it'll be really a fun evening in historic St. Charles.
And it is a beautiful area, and it's right down there by the river. It's just a beautiful area.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah. I mean, and I think the weather will be warm, but in the evening it should be really pleasant and a great evening to be outside in the fresh air and in this beautiful part of St. Louis, Missouri. It's just a real jewel. But back to the conference itself, we have some amazing speakers. We have one of the leading legal advocates protecting private property rights. Her name is Karen Bud Fallon, and she is an attorney from Wyoming who has been protecting farmers and ranchers on the West Coast from the Clean Water Act and the Endangered Species Act, both of which are total Trojan horse, taking to steal people's right to private property. Anyone who's been following the fight against the Humane Society of the United States is familiar with Humane Watch, and we will have Will Coggan speaking from Humane Watch, which is also a part of Center for Consumer Freedom. Will has been a friend of mine for many years, and he has been on the front lines battling the Humane Society of the United States and all that they've been trying to steal from those who make their living with animals, whether it's animal agriculture or the pet industry. We have Eva Hughes, who is going to be visiting from New York City, and she's been on the front lines battling the horse carriage fight, and she's going to be sharing not just the battle from the last few years, but she's actually been at this for 30 years now. This is not a new fight.
No, it's not.
And she was battling against the animal rights advocates long before it became sexy to do so, to fight for the carriage horse industry. And, of course, Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack will be speaking about how to uphold our constitutional rights and you know, the importance of electing constitutional sheriffs in your county.
Let me throw this out there, because I invited somebody here. I don't know if he's going to make it, because it has been kind of last minute, but I have invited somebody here that's running for sheriff. So if you've got somebody running for sheriff or your county sheriff, get them there. If they can only come and hear Sheriff Mack, get them there. They need to hear this, how they are supposed to and can protect your property rights. Okay, it's
yes,
back to you.
Absolutely. Well, that's a very important point. And you've been so gracious to have Kevin Murphy on last week, who's an advertising and marketing executive and the founder of Food Chain Communications. But he's been in the trenches working to identify the importance of language in helping us fight back against the activists, whether it's environmental extremists or those pushing Agenda 21. You know, again, it's about being able to identify the counterfeit that is constantly up in our nose. And what I was going to say earlier before the break, I just wanted to add, what I love about your show, Beth Ann, is that you are getting the word out to the American people. You're getting the truth out there. It's raw and unedited, really important, because the media, the general media, are willing accomplices to the agenda to take America down.
Yes, they are, and they're paid well to do it. And that's the thing, that we're here just like our founding fathers, and we're fighting all that we know how to fight, and the only way we know how to fight right now. And I appreciate all that you're doing, Mindy. I'm going to say again, go to libertysummit2016.com. Sign up today. Let Mindy know, let me know, whether you call my office or her office, and I will give you these gifts. I have two packets of the Red Ribbon campaign, and I have two books of the Paul Revere's Ride. They're really awesome gifts. I think I've done a good job putting them together. And they're really awesome gifts, and I will give them to you if you sign up now. And I might offer it again later this week, see how many we can get in there. And Mindy, thank you so much. We're out of time. I want to give your office number. Call this if you don't go online, 855-748-4210. That's 855-748-4210. Mindy, this hour seemed like 15 minutes. I mean, it went by so fast. Thank you so much.
It always does with you, Beth.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to see you Thursday evening. The speakers are coming in Thursday evening, and we're going to get all schooled up and worked up together, and we're going to do our best to bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, "The pen is mightier than the sword." We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.